Yo, it's me, Greg, and this is the final episode of CEO Life, and I feel good about it. I feel really light. I feel grateful. I want to start off by saying thank you to everybody who has supported me through the podcast, through the Morning Hustlers, purchase things because it helped me out, or you know, you show some compassion, some empathy, some love, and you know, I appreciate that tremendously. So thank you so much. And you may be wondering why I have decided to conclude this. My entire life, I have been searching for one thing. It's the reason why I was prom king. It's the reason why I was class clown. It's the reason why I got into personal development, going to Tony Robbins events, going to Toastmasters, doing sales, becoming an entrepreneur, running a 5 a.m. morning call every day, to traveling to London, to being able to travel the world with my homie, to have dinner with the prince and get myself into crazy rooms. It was all for one thing. What I really wanted was love. And I don't know where this came from. Well, I can probably point to it accurately, but for some reason I was convinced that love from strangers was going to be the end of my problems, you know? And I felt that the Instagram pictures, the Instagram videos, the memes, the YouTube videos, you know, I felt like maybe those were going to be one day where it all came together and I finally felt that I was deserving of love. But I never did. I never did. And some people might think this is an extreme example. And to an extent, it is. But I do believe that there are principles in life. And it can fit the extremes, and it can fit anywhere in between. And you know, there's a couple things that my dad had said, you know. He said when he was growing up, you know, when he was in a gang, he said it was fake love. It was this group for a very specific purpose. But at the end of the day, it was fake love. Having to mold yourself into an identity to fit yourself into a group because you feel like it's finally going to give you love. And the second saying comes from my dad as well, and I'm going to tell a brief story that delivers this lesson. I'm currently doing door-to-door sales right now, and it's really awesome. I appreciate it tremendously. It's allowed me to have a closer relationship with a mentor that I've been wanting to connect with for years, and even still, I'm like, Wow, I can't believe this guy's my mentor. And it felt like the past several years from 2019 to now. Damn it, something had popped on my screen and I lost track. I might be able to get back on track, but oh yeah, just like my mentor, I'm like, wow, I feel like the past 4 years was this huge journey, and like the end of it, I obtained this awesome, amazing, extremely intelligent mentor who is very successful and also very busy, and a lot of people want his time. And it's like the end of like a Pokemon game or something like that, where it's like you catch like Mewtwo, and then you can take Mewtwo with you to like, the next level, like the Elite Four and all that kind of stuff if you follow Pokemon. But I feel like I've been put in this position not by accident. I feel that this was already supposed to happen. This was already written. Because there's a guy that I'm getting close to, quickly becoming just amazing human being. Just like, wow. It's like, wow, the universe, God, source, whatever you think, as like was very intentional about this. Because when do you crave the most love as a child? Right? Well, as a person, I already gave the answer. It's when you're a child. Right? When is the most important time? Of course, you want to be loved in adulthood, but when does it have a major impact the most? It's when you're a kid. And if you think about when you were a kid, you think about times where you were very happy and you were filled with joy. And there's things that mean a lot to you as a kid. And one of them was my favorite video game as a kid. It's a game called Kingdom Hearts. I played it on the PlayStation 2. And none of my friends from high school played that game. None of the entrepreneur friends that I made played that game. But I find myself in this individual's proximity, and he talks about that game all the time. He talks about how life is like that game, how that game was like training wheels to life. Because for those who don't know Kingdom Hearts, it's this video game where you're a guy named Sora and you're fighting all these people to find your friend. And along the way, you make a bunch of friends. Your allies are like Donald Duck and Goofy. And you run into all these Disney characters like Hercules and like the 101 Dalmatians. It's just, wow, it's amazing. Like Alice in Wonderland. And you go from place to place, planet to planet, getting closer to saving your friend. And you go on this really amazing and epic journey. And in this game, of course, you have health, you have video game money you can use to buy different things. And it's just like real life. Get to buy things. You have a health bar. You're with friends. And this is when, like, the beginning of when I started to realize, wow, this person was sent directly to me for a reason. We were sitting in the car And he looks at me and he says, "Greg, I know why you laugh so much." And I'm in the driver's seat and I'm like, "See, you get it, right? You get it? You want, like, you see what I'm saying?" Because I think he's going to say something like, "Because it makes you feel so amazing. Because people are stiff and they don't laugh enough." But he just looked at me as I'm with a big smile on my face saying, "You get it, right? You get it? You get it?" And he says, "You laugh so much because you've been hurt so much. You've been hurt before." And dang, did he pierce through my heart with that. No one ever has said that to me. And I felt like he saw the real me. He saw me. You know, something that, first of all, if he even said that to people, people wouldn't understand to the depth. But when someone says that to you, it woke me up. Whoa, what the? And it reminds me of the second saying that my dad would say. He would say, well, he's still alive, right? He says, "I have to laugh to keep from crying." And that's true. That's deep, man. Very true. So, I've just been doing some thinking. I've been thinking, do I really want to do public speaking? Do I really want to do stand-up comedy? Why do I want to do those things? And it goes back to what I wanted my whole life, which is love. I'm doing door-to-door sales. The meetings are in person. Knocking on doors is in person. Everything we do is in person. They provided housing for us. I'm living with the guy I mentioned, right? Just the last story I told. And another guy who's really amazing. I live with two other just super dope dudes as well. So I decided to sign off social media because I don't need it this year. And this is going to be my second week off of it. And I realized something really deep. I realized just how heavy influenced I was by it. And for those who say, "I'm not influenced by it," it's like the addict who says they can quit at any time. "I can quit whenever I want to." You're that person if you don't feel that you are under the influence of it. The messages you put out to the world, you feel that this is the image you want people to see. There was someone in my life who has something cool going on for themselves, and I didn't want to be part of it. And it didn't touch my heart. And this individual was like, "Do you understand the credibility it's going to be? Do you understand how this is going to look?" And you know, I'm done trying to get validation, be validated from a bunch of random strangers. There's only really a few people in my life who actually matter. And I've also done some thinking because this person has watched the same shows I did, the same episodes, the same videos, played the same video games, had similar heartaches. And it made me think about my other friendships. The friendships that I've built these last several years. And those relationships were built on entrepreneurship and value and to some degree success and growth and progress. But if I were to look at those relationships, nothing against them, I still love the people, but if I look at the relationships, there's a lack of alignment. There's a lack of alignment. We want different things. You know, there's one person in particular who I love dearly, and we have an amazing time together. And I'd often say, man, I can't wait to make some money so we can do this, 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 this. And you know what? This individual really never actually acknowledged it. Never acknowledged it. Never was like, yeah, that sounds amazing. And I think about the foundation in which my relationships were built upon. It makes me think the relationships I'm building right now with two of my housemates. And these relationships are built on love. And you know what? These people bring out my inner child. My inner child that wanted to be accepted. My inner child that wanted to be loved. My inner child who felt safe. They're helping me heal as a kid. The child version of myself that craved acceptance. I have those people. And I was telling one of them, I was like, you know what? I love this. I love hanging out with you guys because I feel like our relationships aren't built just like on value and all this cool stuff. You know, where my previous relationships were built on. I said, dude, I feel like our friendship is built on love. Like genuine love for the other person. And my friend, he said, well, those aren't your friends. Those aren't your friends. And I think there's some people who are in your life for a season. And you love them and, you know, of course you check up on them. But alignment is important. And everything solidified for me last night. It's been difficult to let go of the uncoupling of my business partnership with Yasmina. It was really hard for me to just let go. You know, I'd often visualize myself being in London again later this year and having dinner with her, and you know, just in the back of my mind, just hoping that I built myself enough to where I at least leave that dinner feeling like I'm enough now. Not that she ever made me feel like I'm not enough, but I hope that I'm making sense. So last night I was with my two homies and We've just been having a blast lately, just having so much fun, laughing, being silly, being kids again, having fun. And I've been asking for signs of God, that God exists. God, if you exist, please show me some signs. Show me some signs. Please show me. And, you know, at the same time, like, I want to, like, I've been thinking about maybe learning Spanish lately. Like, should I do it? I don't know. And then last night, I'm hanging out in the car with my two friends. And one of them in the passenger seat, the guy that got me into door-to-door, who's also really well-connected, who's been wanting to connect with me for some time, and because he felt like we were so much alike. And he puts on the Spanish song, and it's this cartoon of like five kids, and they're going on this crazy adventure. They're just in wonderment of the world, and the song just sounds so just like lively. And my friend goes, "That's us, dude. That's us. Just to go on this trip with the homies." And then I realized these were the people I've been looking for this whole time. These are the people I've been looking for this whole time. And I'm crying my eyes out, thanking God. And, you know, like, I don't know, not any like Christian sense or Muslim, like, I don't know. It's even hard to say the word, like the only way for me to describe it is God, but I know God puts a different picture in people's minds. So yeah. So we're in that car, I'm crying my eyes out, and I'm like, God, you answered my prayers. You answered my prayers. This is what I wanted. I didn't even know that I wanted this to be a kid again, to grow with the homies. And just to connect back to our childhood, you know, my friend showed me these videos of the Power Rangers. And I'm like, wow, this is so awesome. This is so awesome. This show is so cool. It's like people, I was like, yeah, I didn't want to watch that before because looked like it was corny. He's like, yeah, man, like, you know, a lot of people are like, yeah, this looks so corny, but bro, have some imagination. Like, let go, like fall into the experience. Let yourself go into the experience. And he's like, bro, like, so many people just want to shut off their imagination. And it was also just like undeniable because I was like, dude, I didn't realize that I even wanted that. And on top of that, the song was in Spanish, and I've been thinking about learning Spanish for several months now, and it's like, I gotta learn Spanish now. And we just having deep conversations last night, and I'll share a few things, you know, like, you know, I'm doing sales, and my friend, he said, dude, sales is the ability to make money appear. Literally, sales is the ability to print money. You want to learn how to make money, right? Sales is literally the skill, the act of getting money, of learning the skill of getting money. And we're all living together, and a lot of the people in the company are living in the same building. And he's like, dude, we're getting our education. We're dorming right now. So, just been questioning ever since I've been having these conversations. I'm like, do I really want to do public speaking? Do I really want to do storytelling and all that kind of stuff? It's like, really, do I want to do that? Or do I care what people think of me? And this is my ability to be able to control what people think. So, I don't know. I've been feeling a little lost lately. And yesterday my homie's like, hey man, let's compare notes. Let's be on the same page. Let's make sure that we're crystal clear on what we want. And it's time to paint a future together of alignment. So I realized that I don't need a bunch of people, loose connections telling me how great I am. You know, people who know me for being a connector. That's not who I am, man. I'm not a connector. It's not who I am. So, I realized that only a few people matter. Only a few. Not everybody's opinion matters. And one thing that my mentor Joe Polish said to me, he said, most people would rather be well known than well paid. And he said, there's a lot of influencers out there who are well known, who are well known, and who are broke. And I felt that at such a small level. Yeah, I knew a lot of people, but I was still broke. But I was still looking cool though. But I was still broke. But look at these experiences I'm having. Look at the stories I'm telling. But I'm still broke. Well known, but not well paid. And I realized that I'd rather be well paid than well known. I'd rather hang out with the homies and do some awesome stuff. Just being anonymous with it. So, huge shift to where I was, and I'm learning a lot about who I am and not judging myself, because, you know, I said judge myself in terms of I'm always changing and, you know, I feel this way, like this is it. And then, you know, people lose trust in me because I couldn't make that paradigm work. I couldn't make that image work for me, that ego. Because it's not who I am. I'm way more than that. So I'm in an amazing position. I have amazing people around me. I don't have social media telling me what's cool, what's fun, what's funny. I don't have to go on Instagram and look at who saw my story, and then hopes of, oh, they saw my story, hopefully, you know, they think I'm cooler, and, you know, that increases my chances of having sex with them. Or like, oh man, like trying to engineer people's perspective of me. And you know, there's people that say social media is fake, and that's okay. And I think I just maybe went too far into the consumer. It consumed me. influence what I thought, influence what I posted. You know, posting certain things with people in mind. Oh man, hopefully this person likes this. I don't want to live like that. That person lives nowhere near me. That person, I'm probably not going to hang out with in the next 3 years. Think about it. The person trying to impress and see your story, probably last time you saw him was like a couple years ago. Or there's people who are new who follow you, and you know, you're hoping you hang out again. And I don't want to play that game. So happy I get to reinvent myself. I have become a believer in God. It's synonymous for universe, source, whatever that means to you. It's no like structure to it, like, oh, I'm a Christian, or I'm a Catholic, or I'm Muslim. Nah, man. It's just a personal relationship that I have with some kind of entity that has had its hand in my life, my entire life. So, I'm grateful for it. So, I just want to take some time to say thank you for being part of the journey. Thank you for... I already said thank you in this podcast. I love you, and thank you for everything you have done to help support in any way. This is the conclusion of CEO Life. I hope that at the very least I've inspired you to seek truth, to find who you really are, and to find people who really love you, to find people who helps you heal your inner child, to find people who are in alignment with you. To find beliefs that serve you and serve others. I'm not perfect. You listen to podcasts that I did when I was in 100s and the 200s and brash and all this kind of stuff, and feeling like that's how I gotta be. That's what's gonna get me. The validation doesn't give me the status. So, hey, it's been real.